بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Just an old lesson of ours that we revise, which is very important and necessary for us. And that is, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who will read three times the three quls, the last three surahs of the Quran Sharif, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, the whole surahs, and each time with Bismillah. So nine Bismillahs, and each surah three times every morning and every evening. If a person reads it in the morning, then this will be protection for him till the evening, till sunset, Maghrib time. And if he reads it at night, it will be protection for him till the morning, till Subah Sadiq in the morning. So that and the meaning of this is, the hadith comes that takfika min kulli shay. This is sufficient for you. It is protection for you from everything. The muhaddithin, ulama of hadith, explained this hadith with two meanings. One is, a takfika min kulli wirdin, that this will be sufficient for you for all your wazifas that you read. This does not mean that we miss out all our wazifas that we normally read, Yasin Sharif, Ayatul Kursi, all the other wazifas that we read them. But if it happens sometimes in an emergency, an urgency, that we cannot read all our wazifas because of health, because of travel, because somebody else is in difficulty, we are helping them, so we couldn't read all our wazifas. But even then, this wazifa is so important that don't miss it. Read this one wazifa, and this one wazifa will suffice you, will compensate for all your other wazifas when you could not read them. Just for us to understand, like normally we have our full breakfast, what we usually have. But if some emergency came, or we had to go on a travel, and we could not have our normal breakfast, then at least half a cup tea we suffice with. We eat one banana, and that is sufficient for that day, for that time. But it isn't a daily thing. Daily we will have our normal breakfast. But sometimes if it happened we could not have, we just suffice on that. So, or even we do without anything for that day. But for our wazifas, don't miss out this. No matter what happens, this is so important that read this, and it will compensate for all your other wazifas. The other explanation the muhaddithin, ulama give, is a takfika min kulli shar. It is a protection for you from every evil. Whatever kind of evil there can be in our deen, in our dunya, our akhirat, whatever kind of evil, this is a protection from that. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, and especially nowadays with this plague, this pandemic, etc., and everyone is worried what is going to happen, this is protection for us. We all read it, our family members read it, our town people all read it, the whole ummah. This is a guaranteed protection from this. So we should try and read this regularly. Also, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, commonly people complain about somebody has made jadu on me. Somebody is doing witchcraft. So this is protection from that also. People complain, various other health problems, whatever, heart problems, cancer. This is protection, min kulli shay, it is a protection for everything. People complain of financial problems, having difficulties with the finances, etc., or whatever else there may be, this is a complete protection. And Allah's great mercy and kindness, that what is necessary for everyone, Allah makes it very easily available. Like for example, water, Allah has made it easily available. And the most water that a person uses is a Muslim. Muslims, for almost everything we have to use water. And more than water, our greater need for our daily lives is our oxygen, our air. And Allah has made that even more cheaper than water, free of charge. And Allah has made it available without any taps, without any pipes or anything. In winter, when our pipes get frozen, we have a problem with the water. But the oxygen is there all the time. Just like that, many things of our deen, many of us don't know. Perhaps there are some of us who don't know Ayatul Kursi also. But with the three quls, everyone knows them. So Allah has made it in the easy way for everyone. So we all read the three quls. Let us read it today together, and then every day after Fajr, after Maghrib, we should try and read our three quls, stress it on the family for the beginning, to get used to it. We can all read it together at home also, but actually everyone must read it on his own, and regularly we should read it. This is protection from everything. What that yaqeen on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should read it, and Allah will protect us of all the difficulties and hardships of whatever kind we are going through. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul wallahu ahad. Allahu as-samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul wallahu ahad. Allahu as-samad. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق من شر غاسق ومن شر النفاثات في العقد من شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق من شر غاسق إذا وقب من شر النفاثات في العقد من شر حاسد. قل أعوذ برب الناس من شر الوسواس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من شر الهمزات. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الهمزات الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من شر الهمزات. أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس من شر الوسواس May Allah give us tawfiq, we read it, and encourage all our family members, friends, everyone, that all of us should read this regularly, inshallah. Subhanallah.